Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to your headlines. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. If you guys missed it last night, Thursday Night Football, 49ers beat the Seahawks 36-24. So both of those teams now sit at a little place I like to call 500. Ah. 3-3.
What do you think? I was asking Leroy, you're usually a big fan of these. What do you think of Seattle's uniforms yesterday?
He likes those. Those are the throwbacks.
Yeah. I know you mentioned there's a couple teams that are just the Jags. I know you said the Marlins. Mm-hmm. They're just like staring at it right there. Go back to the old unis, dude.
I like the Seahawks when they change, though. I think I'm in the green. I normally don't like the new uniforms.
Yeah.
But I like the lime green. I think it's cool. Nobody else has that.
True. I did like the way the blue looked yesterday with the.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looked good. A little like the Lions, though.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Especially for the Commanders when they were attempting to rebrand.
Mm-hmm.
How come no one's done camo yet?
Like
the Commanders, what? Like one of their colors would be like camo? That'd be cool.
Hmm.
They're the Commanders.
I do like wearing a camo hat, I don't think I'd want it as the uniform.
Because I think Army and Air Force and the Naval Academy already have that cover. Army does that.
I'm sure Oregon's done it before.
They've had to. Most uniforms, least national championships.
Are they doing?
They don't have any.
So they're doing another West Coast game day this week?
Interesting, right?
Maybe those guys get up early.
I mean, it's a good game, though.
Where is it? Oregon? Oh, is it Oregon. Ohio State, Oregon. Oregon. Yeah. That'd be a good game.
Yeah.
I think Ohio State's going to crush them.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. I hope not, because I talked to those Oregon guys when I was in Indianapolis against my will. I felt bad because I talked to Dylan Gabriel a little bit. Nice kid.
Yeah.
I asked him if he thought there was a bias against lefty QBs. He agreed.
Oh. All right.
We brought it back to Tua. But then I found out, we talked about his puppy for a little bit.
Mm.
And wouldn't you know it, the damn thing died like 2 weeks later.
What?
Yeah. He had the most adorable puppy on Instagram.
No.
So what do you say?
I'm just saying it was unfortunate timing.
Yeah.
Talk to you and...
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, man. You call me a mush for the life of dogs?
Wow, dude. It's a next level mush right there.
Ohio State is a 3-point road favorite this week.
I think the game will be close, but Ohio State's really good. They just, they don't get.
My favorite part is one of them is going to lose, which means the Canes have an opportunity to rise.
Move up. Someone's going to have to, unless it's like.
Here's the problem. And I always get, let me see if you guys agree with me with this. If one loses to two, then one should just become two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Right?
Flip spots.
You shouldn't drop lower than the team if they're ranked above you. So if Oregon loses to Ohio State, Ohio State's ranked higher. Like, aren't we saying Ohio State's ranked higher because they're better? So why would then Oregon drop out of the top 10?
And that's what showing. They do. Depends their showing, though. If they got to be respectable.
I mean, Alabama, Georgia was a good football game.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia dropped to what, 7th?
Yeah,
from number 1.
Too much.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like when you lose, I say the same thing with boxing too. Right? If you fight the number one contender,
mm-hmm.
that means you're basically 1 versus 2. The champ, the number one contender.
Mm-hmm.
If the champ beats you, which is what you know.
How much should you drop?
Right.
Let's see how much Khalil Roundtree dropped after getting
but he was terrible. He was terrible, though.
Yikes.
He wasn't
That's
good.
Not nice.
He wasn't terrible.
He, wasn't, yes, he was eighth coming into that fight.
So he wasn't number two.
He lost, and then he fell to... He didn't lose a ranking spot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But
I wouldn't be surprised.
The guys behind him aren't very good. That's why.
Yeah. Right. But I'm just saying, like, if you play one against two or one against three, the reason why they're number one, because you're saying they're better than all the other teams. So if they win, why does the team that's not ranked as good as them drop so much?
Drop five spots. Huh? Not too bad.
From playing, what was Alabama ranked? Third?
They were fourth.
Fourth.
They went up to one.
I think they should drop. I think they should drop to four.
Georgia the next week. What is Georgia now?
Four.
All right, so what, a weak punishment, you know. Tough enough, Georgia.
I'm just saying, does that make sense or no?
What I think makes sense is the Canes are being disrespected.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to be higher in the rankings.
That's right.
What are they, four?
Six.
Six?
Six, dude.
Don't worry.
Undefeated.
Like, again, you're worried about rankings. It'll all play itself out.
Everybody's whining.
And you wait, let me tell you.
What?
Stop talking trash.
Hmm?
Louisville's not a bad football team.
Mm. No.
Okay.
Coming
okay.
off a bye week, though.
Okay.
You got that extra prep, you know? We'll scout them this week. They're taking on Virginia.
You guys saw Debo do the Cam Ward yesterday?
Everyone's doing the Cam Ward, dude.
Oh, the smell-o-fant.
Mm-hmm. The smell-o-fant's all over the place.
I coined that.
You didn't. Minus one for thievery.
I hated it at first. Now I love it.
The smell-o-fant never forgets.
Hey, this guy's good.
Point for Tobin.
Louisville takes on
Louisville.
We got Terry Rozier rooting against us this week, next week. Scary Terry, the former Cardinal.
Mm.
No, they take on Virginia this week on the ACC Network. So you can scout the Canes' opponent, and then you could also want to buy an Irish potato peeler. Hoi, 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 hoi.
I got to tell you, as big as football has become in the U.S.,
yep.
With all the television deals or whatever.
Sure.
What in the hell is the ACC doing?
I don't know.
They're the only ones that can't get money out of this.
They're like, we got who? You guys are going to love this. Mm. We have the Super Knife. We're going to give them the entire commercial block to sell you on it.
There you go.
What? I know. You know what's on my channel?
Big Ten?
No. I watch, what's the Lifetime? Because that's where they play Rizzoli and Isles, The Rookie, Castle, you know, all the little cop shows or whatever. And
Scott loves
they have a Ellen DeGeneres, like, 5-minute infomercial.
What's she selling?
Makeup. Or, I don't know. I can use that up
here. Wasn't good enough, apparently.
But I'm just saying, like, her and her Porsche.
You know what I'd be selling if I was on the ACC network?
What's that?
Blue Chew, dude!
Oh!
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Listen, you don't want your ranking going down in the bedroom, all right?
Yeah.
You need to impress the pole.
Ooh.
So, now you can chew it and do it. With Blue Chew. Even got mint flavors. So whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, you're single, trying to impress somebody new, your partner wants you to be the best you can in the bedroom. So try Blue Chew today. Got a great deal for all our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code SHOWPONY. Thank you, Mike. Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you are going to get your first month of Blue Chew for free. All right? There's no cupcakes in your schedule. Every single time, you're going to play like a primetime matchup. In the sheets, of course. Go to Blue Chew. Don't look at me like that, frog boy. Why do you shake your head like
Why
that?
Why'd you specify?
I mean, just you want to
we get it, dude.
Just to clarify
we don't
for everybody
you're
out
you're
there.
The Rose Bowl.
Go to BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com and use the promo code SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY.
All right, welcome back. Look, the rat weasel's talking to the head coach of Oregon.
Okay. Who's your punter, coach?
Punting. It's like he's like, can't go a sentence without saying the word.
Well, at least he's saying more words than that guy who sits next to him. Hey, what's that dude's name? Dan Lanning. Yes, I interviewed that guy.
I tell you what, nobody has a state-of-the-art facility like Oregon.
Oh, the OG.
Wow.
The OG.
That's that Nike money.
That's that Nike money. They were the first ones to do all the crazy uniforms.
Yep, yep. Very cool looking. That's where, remember, that's what we saw those plenty of videos with Coach Feld.
Yep.
When he was coming over here, we're like, who's this guy who's coaching the strength for the Miami Hurricanes? Juicy.
Yeah, that was our guy. Kind of taking a back seat recently, and I like that. Football.
I've been noticing him. No, he's been more active on social media.
You know, just great job.
Get back guy. I see him all the time with that mustache.
Get back guy.
They put a stat up right now because, you know, it makes you think of Penei Sewell over there, but they said Francis Maui-Noah. I don't know how many snaps it is, but I think, like, It's a large amount of snaps. He's not given up a sack yet. I think over his, like, I think it's the last 200 and...
And the crazy thing is, this is second year only, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moose.
Crazy. And his brother is a beast on a linebacker.
I know. You know what? Didn't get greedy. Could have had the pick six to rub the dagger in, but he decided,
you know,
just go down.
I did see that.
Just go down. What?
No, I saw that he had an opportunity.
Oh, Kiko could have taken it out of the house.
For sure, for sure.
Stun Steve saying it's over 200 snaps.
269.
269!
Without a sack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did McKinney go a whole career?
I think a whole career without, or maybe one.
Ooh.
Maybe one.
Okay.
Pretty good. Beast. Yeah, I do wish it is. Is this an odd thing? We got both teams on a bye this weekend. Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird one.
Do you prefer that, or would you rather them?
I guess, you know, I guess we get right back at it. We're gonna go full throttle. But
I
it's
wish
a little
there was
bit
no
weird.
Bye week. Because then Tua would be back next week.
True. That's true. No, he would have one more.
I don't think you should be penalized for having an early bye week.
Oh, you're right. No, if he did have to play this week, then he could be back.
Right. I think it's unfair.
I get you.
So.
I get you. It sounds, you know, I guess the good news of it sounds like there's been nothing but positive stuff with him.
They, in all honesty, he could have played a couple of weeks after.
I agree.
But
and they had two guys with concussions. Listen, they took a week off.
Here's the deal. Because of the crappy country we live in and the world that we live in, we care more about how things look than how things are.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of it is that they did these things with Tua, so it looked good. But here's what you need to know. If you have a concussion and it's bad, they don't let you travel. And the very next week he was on a road trip.
CTA.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm scared to ask.
Go for that ass.
Whoa.
So,
Blue Chew.
Sorry. You can't just yell Blue Chew for everything, dude.
Sorry. It's my fault.
Blue Chew doesn't fix everything.
Blue Chew is an audible.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Blue 42!
Blue 42.
Point for Toby!
Did you really just say Blue 42?
You said that?
Yes. Minty flavor. I'm wondering, what can I just, like,
yeah,
if you've gotten to the point where you are now going to chew something,
yeah,
so you can chew it and do it,
yeah,
are you caring if it's minty?
Well, I think, you know, they think the first
you're trying
step
to get it in,
the first step of foreplay is kissing, so they want the good breath.
Yeah,
you know,
again,
I believe in the
notes. Here's what I would say. I have ugly feet, right? I know I have ugly feet. If a woman gets through all of this loveliness,
yep,
and say, my feet is a, what is that?
That's a bronze feet.
Dude.
To be honest, I thought they were worse.
What?
No.
Well, this was a couple years ago.
The little pinky looks like another foot, like a baby frog foot.
That looks very much like
looks like a
few years
like
a
fish.
Ago. And now he's got 40-year-old feet that look like
that. Yeah, I was going to say, this was probably about 5 to 10 years ago.
Wow.
Not good.
Oh, well, guess what? I ain't afraid to show my feet because he got big feet. So he probably wears like size 14, 15. Mm. But the top of his foot is size 9. So I don't know how you make that work. Mm.
The one who has the weirdest feet is Durant, because Durant's feet look like legitimate hockey sticks.
Right.
That's true. That's
LeBron ain't got wears no meat on him.
LeBron wears a size 15.
Yeah.
Durant
wears like, he's,
18.
Oh, Jesus. That is a
C-line. And they're skinny.
That's a C-line flipper right there.
No meat on them bones.
Interesting.
Wow.
I've only seen them in socks, Kevin Durant's feet. And like you said, hockey sticks really look like hockey sticks.
Yeah, no, they're really,
I mean, because he's not, listen, he's a skinny dude.
They really do, actually.
He's a skinny dude, so.
Yeah, there's the one viral picture from Team USA that went, but I don't know if it's a wide-angle lens that makes it look worse.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And boy, does it look bad. Oh, man.
It looks like Barkov uses that on the power play.
It's definitely a wide. Oh, my God, dude. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. Definitely that one's bad. But I would say,
there's also a black and white picture that makes me uncomfortable.
Is it of him on like a stool or something?
Yes.
Yeah, that one is weird too. Oh, look, there's no socks on that. No. His feet, though, did cost him. Did he step on a 3-point line?
Sure did.
That costed him some success in his career, too.
Change the church. Oh, man. Are these his flip flop pictures? Leroy, come check these out.
Oh, no.
Flip flop pictures.
Woo!
Oh, those don't fit his feet. Those are his feet.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's on Wiki Feet.
Oh, is he?
Wow, he got flip-flops on with extra foot hanging off the back. Like, they only come in size 12s.
Nike reps going to hook it up.
He could never be an astronaut, though. Small step for man.
No, yeah, but how big were Shaq? Shaq's were bigger than 18s, yeah? Shaq.
Yeah, but he had the meaty feet.
Yeah.
Shoe
size. How did we get here talking about
22!
Jeez.
Yao Ming even wore an 18. He says his shoe size is 20, but he wears 22 because...
A little extra wiggle room?
Yeah.
Hmm. Who's got the biggest feet on the Heat? Jovich? Bam?
Khalil Ware.
Khalil Ware's got the biggest?
Yeah.
Now, the tallest doesn't always mean the biggest feet.
I'll scout it.
I don't like how you're going to get this information. I just imagine...
I'm gonna sidle up to the Heat equipment room and I'm gonna be like, Hey,
biggest shoes.
Biggest shoes, guy.
Come on, be honest.
The equipment guys like me. I can get that info.
I got something from 9 months ago. I don't know how valid it is. Do you trust Andy Larson?
I don't know who that is.
All right, well, these are the
I can't say that I don't trust him.
I don't know if I trust him, but this guy essentially lists the entire roster from about 9 months ago, and he actually has Orlando Robinson at the top with 17.
He is tall. Orlando Robinson. I can see that.
Size 17 for him.
Well, how big were Bam's?
Is this the only name he doesn't have?
He doesn't have Bam Adebayo's shoes?
That's the only name he does not have, unfortunately. Mm. He has everyone from Cole Swider to Thomas Swider. Bryant. Bam is the only name he does not have.
Hmm.
I feel like that's...
Maybe Air Jordan keeps it on lock.
Ooh, dang. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Lee Ning, not doing a good job. Jimmy Butler, 14.
That's completely normal foot size for his size, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I wear 12s.
Drew Smith, size 13. Anybody but shocked?
I got
that?
12 wide.
What does that mean?
It's normal. What is this guy?
I wear size 13.
That's what I'm saying. There you go.
But Drew Smith is not tall.
You're Drew Smith now. There you go.
13 is not a small foot, you clowns.
It's not a small foot.
Telling me I can't find anything.
Well, because you got to find them, say, hey, do you have 13 in show pony?
I got a couple graveyards.
You don't have that in hoofs, sir. Take a break. Back after this.
Talk talking in my sleep at night.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Jennifer, her new album was kind of
garbage. Besides, like, one song.
She didn't hear you, dude.
I heard him.
Whose new album?
Dua.
What?
Dua Lipa.
Wait. Like,
she has a couple good songs in there.
It's a reach.
It's a reach.
You expect, like, the one song.
You expect anybody to have a good album these days? Like, isn't it mostly just for the TikToks and the singles these days?
But no, it's
That's what makes me sad about the
She's big on collaborations, so all of her collaborations are good.
Yeah, she did that Elton
John. I think this album was more for her. It was like cathartic.
I don't give a damn about that. I want to hear the music. If I'm going to get the music.
Yeah. Well, some
box. Let me tell you something. Artist. Yeah. I'm going to put it out here right now. Yeah. Artist.
Let them know.
If you make an album or a song for yourself,
yeah,
keep that crap at home.
That's right.
Don't play it on the radio. Don't put it on iTunes. Uh-huh. You say it's your music for you, then you listen to your own music.
You bum.
That's right.
Boom. With that being said,
I want to hear that. And Jennifer, what are you talking about?
Come on, you don't like Training Season?
Training Season. That? Oh, yes. It was
Houdini.
I like Houdini. I like Houdini. That's it.
Training Season is really good. It's a really good follow up for a single.
Okay.
Let's mix it on up here, Froggy.
Let's do it.
What do we got in the mixed bag today? Well, good sir, we discussed Leroy's enemy number one earlier on in the show. Got a little bit more from him before we officially move on from Aaron Rodgers. The bum indeed.
I told y'all. What you think 40 off of an Achilles looks like? Clowns.
Now, Aaron Rodgers has been linked to the dismissal of Jets head coach Robert Saleh. A lot of people saying there may have been some movement behind the scenes as their relationship seemed to be frosty. Aaron Rodgers, on the other hand, has another description as to how he played a role in Robert Saleh's firing.
I play better. This doesn't happen. We play better on offense. This doesn't happen. So I think it puts a spotlight on us, and now it's on us to do this. You know, we need to be accountable to each other, and we got to raise the level of our play to the standard that we set during training camp.
Do you think it's as simple as that? He plays better, and Robert Saleh.
I mean, hard to play worse than he did. I mean, he thought Andrew Van Ginkel was on his team. So
that's true.
I'm just telling you now. You can't make chicken salad out of chicken bleep. So you go ahead on. Do your thing.
But now, making
it sound like you just going to hit a switch and y'all going to play better.
What if, you know, he's playing as bad as he's playing, but him and Robert Saleh have the relationship him and Nathaniel Hackett have.
Do you
still think Robert Saleh gets fired?
Be a pro.
You say so, then you would say yes, he'd still get fired.
Aaron said it right. If they didn't suck so much on offense, he wouldn't have got fired.
Yeah.
But you can take it one step farther and say they gave up 65 sacks last year. Aaron Rodgers can't get out of his own way at times, and they're giving up sacks again. So it is what it is. And how are you going to fix that? He ain't going to become more mobile.
Definitely not.
So I don't know what it's okay. Listen. It's okay. They might be able to turn it around. But when it goes south, it's going to go south simply because he's not the Aaron Rodgers you think you got. And that's okay. He's 40. I'm a man. Y'all seen him out there.
Oh, he looks.
He looks 40.
He looks. I worry for him.
Right. So why are we all shocked?
I'm not a fan of him.
Why are we all shocked? When all of a sudden you go,
kind of piling up.
He's
on
not
old,
as mobile as he used to be.
Pilot
no kidding.
Old. You're kind of bullying the old here.
I'm not bullying the old.
I think you are.
Sounds like you are.
But all I said from beginning, this has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. This has to do with 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers off of Achilles.
It has a little bit to do with Aaron Rodgers. He annoys you a little bit.
He annoys you. You got to admit it.
I don't know why everybody thought you thought you was getting Aaron Rodgers that was in Green Bay that didn't win nothing.
They won something. I know.
They won a lot of games.
They won a Super Bowl.
Dude, nobody gets credit for that anymore.
What do you mean?
So that was...
Can't say nothing.
12 years ago.
No, it was 14 years ago.
14 years ago! There ain't... Come on, dude.
I was watching Ninja Turtles then.
Come on, dude.
Also 16.
What do you got? What else you got in the mixed bag?
From one quarterback that makes Leroy angry to another quarterback that breaks his heart. Deshaun Watson.
Bum!
Not ready to call him a bum.
I am.
Yeah, Tobin, all that ship is sailing. Rats in the water for Tobin. Deshaun Watson here on how he handles criticism.
I don't hear it. I don't see it. So
liar.
I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on any social media or things like that. So anytime that stuff comes up, only time I first hear it is either you guys are bringing it up or somebody else outside, and I just don't know who it's coming from.
Put the DMs away, Deshaun.
Uh huh.
Listen. Do you need to check Twitter to know how you playing? Do you need to be DM'd? No. Because everybody can see it.
It'd be nice if you get a direct message to one of your receivers with a football.
Or stop giving direct messages to all the people trying to get your money.
Boom. What else you got?
From breaking Leroy's heart.
Hmm?
To breaking Tobin's.
Oh.
The Yankees right now, a.k.a. the Marlins.
The New York former Marlins.
The New York former Marlins right now. Advancing past the Royals 3 games.
Fully expecting Bob Costas to be like, this is the first time in MLB history, Chuck, but coming out of the bullpen right now, a postseason trade, Sandy Alcantara.
I'd be like, what?
How is this? Yeah, the Marlins just traded him during the postseason. Sandman, he's back.
We don't even have a coach.
Oh, don't worry. We're getting some Indians for some Guardians bench coach today.
Oh, great. Perfect. Yeah. Really going to crunch the numbers there.
I don't know why I can't call them the Guardians. I don't know why that's a thing.
Yeah.
Can't get that one. I actually think they've done a pretty good job shifting from Indians to Guardians. The logo looks cool, but...
Yep.
I guess it's Major League. I don't know. I can't get it out of my mind.
Major League. It kind of sounds like it.
What?
CAA has parted ways with New York's holdout.
Hassan Reddick. Yeah, I did see that. They've been trying to work at a deal, but apparently he's like not responding to them or something like that. Jets.
It's the Jets.
Back at it again.
But here's the deal.
What?
They knew the reason why he was allowing himself to be traded because he couldn't get a deal. So why would they go through this?
We got a new one here, Bob. The Yankees actually are calling up Jake Berger from Miami.
Jake Berger.
What? 30 home runs for the Fish this year.
How is this possible?
How does this keep happening? Keeps letting him trade for Marlins in the postseason.
Both Conine seem to be going.
All right, so what happened?
Aaron Judge on Giancarlo Stanton.
Big G, I think that's what he does in general every season he plays. So I don't think the postseason or season's any different. He just comes up with big hits when we need him.
Okay. Wait. What's the key word there?
When he plays.
Yes. Yes.
That's just Big G. I think that's what he does in general every season he plays. So I don't think the postseason or season's any different. He just comes up with big hits when we need him.
Big hits when we need him. He is. He's been tearing the cover off the ball. Aaron Judge, on the other hand.
Oof.
I saw him almost break his wrist trying to hold on to. He took a swing.
Jeez. Give us another one in the mixed bag here, Froggy.
The rookie sensation currently tearing up the NFL with comparable numbers to Robert Griffin III. That is Jaden Daniels.
He's good.
Another team who's switched their name recently. You do better with that one. The Commanders quarterback says he doesn't want to be compared to Lamar Jackson.
No, I mean, I think growing up, I mean, high school, you get comparisons for college, and then college you get kind of within the draft comparisons of who this is, kind of the skills type, skill set is like. But I'll say for me, it's kind of just, you know, go out there and it's trying to be unique and trying to be not really different from everybody and appreciate what they could do, because you always learn stuff from other quarterbacks within the league. I'm not closed-minded. You know, I always want to be able to grow, but, you know, at the end of the day, I want to be known as Jane Daniels and not the next such and such.
All right. Makes sense.
Listen, you're lighting it up, dude. You do whatever the hell you want to be called.
Yep.
The way you're playing.
He's good.
He's good.
He's good.
It's going to be a fun game. Should be a fun game. Can't guarantee it, but it should be a fun game.
Should be.
Definitely. I'm sure when they made the
schedule, just in case.
Like, meh. 1 p.m.er.
Just in case I got a little action.
When does flexing begin? Like November, December, right?
I think
first week of November.
Yeah.
Halfway through the season.
Because this seems like a flex-worthy game, but I don't think they do that yet, right?
Yeah, it also may depend on like how many games that they have already.
True.
You know, like so.
Yeah, like you can't just flex anybody because if they've already had a certain amount of primetime games.
Right.
Right, so.
But, yeah.
They flex Monday night. No, they don't flex Monday night.
I don't think they flex Monday night.
They don't flex Monday or Thursday.
No.
They just flex the Sunday night and the 4 o'clock games. All right.
Last couple Thursdays, though.
I know. Pleasantly surprised. That's because nobody's tired yet.
Broncos, Saints next week. Don't know about that one.
I mean, Broncos on their way up. Saints on their way down.
Yeah, but the Broncos are on their way up, not entertainingly.
Yeah.
They have a great defense, and they're like, Bo Nix, don't blow it. Working for them, though. 3-2. Give us one more there, Croak Nix.
Wow. It's like a freestyle. Yesterday, unfortunately, the Panthers weren't able to get it done. Sergei Bobrovsky.
That's my guy.
Credits the fans of the Senators.
Focus.
For their energy.
It's, you know, it's one of those things. They got a new team, so they're excited, and it's a home opener with all the emotions. And I thought, like, we handled it very well. So we handled the surge and then settle down and start to play our hockey.
Listen, Canada doesn't want to lose another Kachuk. They better get their ass in gear. Because they were even saying yesterday, like, this team's too talented to be the way that they are. But they got Omark now. He leaves Boston. He was great yesterday. What is he, 2 years removed from a Vezina? So, we'll see. Maybe they got something for the NHL this year. And Brady Kachuk doesn't have to haul ass out of Canada like his brother did. But I'm sure he's looking at the elbow room and he goes, I'd really like to be somewhere warmer.
I think everybody has warmed up to the idea of not playing hockey in the cold.
And like they walk around with Matthew. They're like, so you guys just golf carts to the practice and best weather and not freezing your ass? I know, it's great, right? And the ice works inside.
So great, dude.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We'll got to run down the rest of the NFL slate. Finish tickling Leroy's fancy because Deshaun Watson.
What? You got it right.
Deshaun Watson. He ruined it, dude.
Deshaun Watson.
Back after this.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.